besties from the Midwesties. Just three besties living in a small town world. Lifelong friends sharing stories, opinions, experiences, and everything in between.
Hi, everybody. This is Kate, and we're going to be talking about love and romance in this episode. So let me introduce my cohorts here.
I'm Pete.
I'm Lauren.
And welcome to another episode of Three Besties from the Midwesties. Yeah, I'm calling this episode Love and Romance Aren't the Same Thing. This first segment, I have a question for you. And I want you each to really think about this and be honest, but also have some fun with it.
Having fun. Okay.
So the first one is, describe your dream man. Compare it to when you were young versus now. How has that changed?
Young was, he was built. Now, money and funny.
Money and funny.
It rhymes.
You gotta have the money to have the funny. When I was young, let me think. Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. You're young, you yeah. want him to be good looking and he's got to be fit, mm-hmm. you know, smart. Unfortunately,
smart?
Well, no.
Smart?
Well, maybe. you want to have somebody to talk to. Yeah. No, I get, you know. Yeah, when you're young. Although I kind of liked the bad boy. So I think mm-hmm. I kind of was more of a, I like the hottie bad boys. Today, yeah, couldn't be more opposite, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody who is fun to be with and has a great sense of humor and is not necessarily built or the best looking guy in the room, but somebody you're just proud to stand by because they'll stand by you through everything.
Yeah,
and they'll work hard. They'll work beside you and work hard with you, and go after the same. You kind of have the same dream.
How can you marry someone that says, oh, we'll work it out later?
Because, well, if you're young and naive, then you can.
Yeah.
We'll work it out later. That's why 50% of all marriages end in divorce, I think.
Yeah.
It's not just money.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, it's completely different how you look for a mate as a young
disaster.
Individual versus a mate nowadays.
Yeah.
Now at this age, it's completely different as what you need in that individual.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think for me, it was, you know, early, you know, let's just say when I was in my like 18 to 22 range, you know, I was like, yeah, he needs to be cute. Funny was always a thing for me. It's like funny, somebody who made me laugh. But now it's like, oh, you're going to take out the garbage?
Love you.
Oh my God, you're awesome. You're going to do your own laundry? God,
you're
I'm
the best.
So glad I married you.
You're so sexy.
I agree with the rest of what you were saying. And all joking aside, no, I really do love that he really does his own laundry at my house. I think that having someone who agrees with you on a lot of things, but I don't think there's anything wrong with somebody who doesn't agree with you.
No, I think it's okay. That's a healthy relationship. I don't think that you want somebody.
Because you can just say, no, you're wrong.
But
and he'll be
and
like,
I'm always right.
Wait,
in the same respect.
Okay, am I going to get dinner tomorrow if I disagree? But, no, you are not. Well, we kind of touched on how our relationships have changed. Like, you know,
what we want from a relationship.
Yeah, like how we started off. So let's move on. So I know, I'm sure you guys know that I write romance books.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, a little self-plug, Kate Miller. KateMiller.com.
What?
Romance.
Why do so many readers, why are they attracted to romances?
We love sex.
Okay, sex.
I think acceptance. You want to be loved. You want to feel the excitement of love. I mean, what is a greater feeling than that first love? You know what I'm talking about? When you have that first, that relationship, that
the energy,
at the very beginning.
Love.
That is like, an incredible intoxicating drug.
Yeah. Okay. You know? Good example, Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. She loves love.
Yeah, but I don't look at her like that. I look at her like she's looking for
She loves love, honey.
Yeah, she does. She's awesome and she's amazing. I am pro Jennifer Lopez.
I am too, but she just loves love.
I think maybe some people, not necessarily Jennifer Lopez, I think people get addicted to that. Because it's intoxicating.
It is.
It's an intoxication. It's a fun high. It's, you know, a natural high and you can't wait and you get all excited.
So if you were talking to your younger self, what advice would you give her? This could be anything, but if you want to focus on love or relationships, that'd be okay. But if you were going to give your younger self advice, what would you tell her? And okay, let's just say 22-year-old self. Let's give yourself an age.
22.
Not teens, but let's say in your 20s.
22 does not mean if you're not with a man, you're not missing the bus. Because when I was 22 and all my girlfriends were getting married or engaged or had boyfriends, I seriously thought, oh my gosh, I'm getting left behind. I've missed the bus. I've missed the train. No, I'm not going to get married. I'm 22 and I'm not going to get married. I mean, it was terrifying. And so if I could tell myself anything, for God's sakes, 22, you're a babe. Mm-hmm. You are a baby. Live your life. Go travel the world. Don't worry about missing the train or whatever. I seriously was very, very concerned at that age that I was never going to find my soulmate or the man of my dreams. Or it was terrifying.
Yeah.
And I look at that now, I'm thinking, 22? What the heck were we thinking?
And I was a little opposite of that. I had 27. That's when I was going to start having babies. We were not pressured to do all that.
You didn't feel pressure. Well, you were with your husband.
You meant in high school.
Yeah,
high school.
I was good. I was 27. I wanted to live my life.
How old were you when you had your first
child?
27.
Oh, that's how old you were when you had your first baby?
Yeah, that was when I had my first baby. And yeah, I was married at 22? And
I mean, when you guys were getting married, and
I got married at 22. Oh my God. And that was young.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, now it's young.
That, yeah,
at 22,
That was young, and
you felt like you were missing the bus.
And I was told then, well, you're no spring chicken. You need to start having babies. It's like,
yeah. I mean, I had mine first at 24, and I wanted to be done by the time I was 30. And I had her at 30.
I don't think I've ever vocalized it because. You know, I think even in high school, I had goals and dreams. I really wanted to travel. I wanted to go to Europe. I wanted to do the backpacking across Europe thing. And I wanted to go to college. And there was bumpy roads along the way. But in my mind, you said you had a number, which I don't think we ever discussed, but my number was 35. Which is a lot older than that.
You want to be married by 35 or
have, I want to have a
baby by 35?
By 35.
Yeah.
That's risky.
I know. But I thought, okay, that's going to give me enough time to go to college. I'm going to travel. And I really did do all those things. And so I didn't really, but like Pete said, I knew people were passing me by, and that was always worrisome. So on my 30th birthday, I was living in Georgia. I was going to graduate school. And my friends, we went out to celebrate my birthday. And we went to this great bar in Savannah. And it had couches. I just remember thinking it was like the coolest
it's
place.
Bar, it's got couches.
It's got couches. Awesome. And so you relax. Except I was 30 in Savannah. I was not in a relationship. And I spent pretty much the whole evening crying.
Yeah. Why?
Because it was like 30. Even though in my mind I'm like 35, have a baby, 35. I'm like 35 in graduate school. Or 30, having and crying. And I woke up the next morning and, you know, hungover and, you know, still pretty sad. But, you know, I knew I was on the right track for me.
Yeah. And I think, I put so much pressure on myself that, when I did meet my first husband, I don't know, you guys know this or not, but I mean, I met him in, our first date was Labor Day. We were married by December 26th.
Oh, wow.
So we didn't even know each other 6 months and got married. And, you know.
Wait. Married when?
Huh? When did I? What year was that?
Yeah. What was the date of your wedding?
The 26th. Well, I had two weddings. I married him at the Justice of the Peace in December.
Oh, wow.
And then we got married at the Catholic Church the following year in June.
Okay.
So, you know, you put this pressure on yourself.
Were you in love with them?
I thought I was. I thought I, you know, she just said, oh, were you in love with them? I thought I was, again, I was 22 or 23. Yeah, I thought I was. I thought I was in love with them. There were circumstances. I was not pregnant. But there were other circumstances and I don't know. I do not regret that because I have three beautiful, incredible children by him. And like when we talked on a different podcast, were there choices in life that we wish we would not have made, or are we okay with the consequences? I will never say I wish I did not make that choice because I think that's how you grow. I think living through some of these choices that you make, that's how you grow. And I you know, he like I said, gave me three incredible children.
Yeah.
And we were together for 13 years. So it wasn't, you know, an abusive relationship by any means. I don't know. I think you loved.
Fizzled out.
I think you, I thought I loved him. And I thought, I'm going to make this work because, you know, I'm 23 and I know everything and I'm Catholic. I can't get divorced. You know, all that crap goes through your head when you're stupid and young. And you know, you wanted it for your kids. You know, you wanted it for your kids as well. So if I could go back and tell myself anything, it was like
we had many walks through North Park.
Yeah,
talking
many walks.
Yes. That
yeah,
it was, I remember that vividly. Yeah,
yeah,
so. Yeah. You don't just end things like oh. I'm done.
Yeah.
This is, like, it takes a lot of thinking.
It does. It takes a lot of support. It does. It takes a lot of thinking, a lot of support. Like I said, you know, like how we have talked before, we have all been through some big things. And if we haven't had each other, it would have been very difficult to get through these big things.
Yep.
But, So girls, don't rush it.
Yeah,
you that's gotta the biggest. Live your lives.
If we're lucky enough to have anyone below 50 listening, you'd have to say,
live your life, enjoy your life.
Yeah, don't be afraid to make tough choices. And
You're not going to miss the train. Your soulmate's out there.
Yeah.
Tough choices.
Yeah.
All right. So our next segment is,
I'm
calling it, what's the most romantic thing your significant other has ever done for you?
Oh.
Let's start that.
I have one.
Okay.
So when I was pregnant, with my first. And you're going to say, but this, I just thought this was the best. My husband was, a fast pitch.
Tournament.
Fast pitch for the state. He said, we were in the car and he's like, I'm gonna hit a home run for you.
Aww. I'm like,
okay, babe. And so I'm like in the bleachers, men's fast pitch. Men's fast pitch for the state. And he does. What a stud.
What a stud.
So, yeah, he hits over the fence.
Over the fence home run, even better.
And he, as he rounds third base, he, like,
points to you.
Points to me.
Aww.
Thank you.
That's me.
He's like,
You.
That's for you, babe.
I know you.
For you, babe. I'm like, oh my God.
That's really romantic.
That is very romantic.
That will always remain in my heart.
Oh, that's very, very sweet.
It
very
is for me and for my firstborn.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Kate?
Just really, I'm going to just be more general. He let my mom move in with us. Mm-hmm. When we were, it's like 10 years ago.
Wow.
Maybe more, 12 years ago. And I was in Chicago at the time. It was Mother's Day weekend, and I was with students in Chicago at a club, like a student trip. And my mom had sold her house, and my dad had passed away. And so she agreed to move in with us, and he moved her into our house while I was away.
Wow.
And he called me and he's like, she's all moved in. We've got her, you know, all set up. She's, you know, got everything which, you know, she needs. And I just remember thinking, you know, what an amazing person.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it is.
It is. And she's been with us for all those years. And sometimes it's trying for him, I know. And it's not easy, but I don't think there's ever been a time where he's said anything disparaging. So it isn't like a one grand gesture, because I think it's just been a ongoing gesture.
Yeah.
That it's probably hard for him, and he knows how much it means to me. And yes, that's the most loving, romantic thing, I think.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, okay, so we know that my husband is the quiet type. Mm-hmm. He doesn't express a lot, doesn't talk a lot. He's very quiet.
I love you.
But he, when he buys me, you know, a Christmas card, he buys me Valentine's card, anniversary card, birthday card. And I love getting cards because he puts so much thought. He doesn't just go and grab a card. I mean, he will stay and read cards and read cards and read cards until it's the perfect card. So whenever I get one from him and I'm reading it, it is truly what he means to say and just doesn't, doesn't vocalize it. But just when you're reading that, it just brings tears to your eyes because you know that's really what he wants to say to you. And so whenever I get a card, to me, that's very romantic because I know how much thought he puts into his cards when he gives them to me. But also, as you talked about, have you guys ever read the book, The Five Love Languages?
No.
Or know about it? Okay. Well, my love language is acts of service. And
I just did that literally night before last, was like, took the quiz.
Yeah. So it's very intriguing because I know what I, by reading it, I know what his is and I know what his are and I know what mine are and, you know, the order or whatever. And so acts of service is my love language. And and if there's anything that he does is tons of acts of service for me. He, you know, never complains. Kind of same thing. Whenever I need something done with the, you know, my family, he's on it in a heartbeat. Doesn't ask questions, doesn't say anything. So I think what we look at romance compared to what TV makes romance is completely different. Mm-hmm. I don't need the candles. I don't need the dinners. I don't need, you know, the trips far away. Would they be nice? Yeah, they'd be nice. But that to me is not realistic romance. Romance is somebody who really puts thought into what they're doing for you. And take things for me.
Well, so, you know, we did not rehearse this because, you know, a lot, we try to be spontaneous, but so I keep all my cards. Uh-huh. I keep my cards from my husband and from my daughter. And so I try to keep them all in one box. And so one day, I don't know, I was like organizing things and I was looking through all my cards and I realized there were like four of the same cards. And they all had cats on them because we have cats and dogs. And it was all the same card with the cats on them. And I laid them out like when he got home from work, they were all sitting on the table because I hadn't realized they were all the same card. I'm like, oh, what a cute card, you know,
every year
because I'm forgetful anyway. So I have all these support cards sitting out there and I'm like, he's like, what's that? I'm like, these are all the cards you gave me for the last 4 years for Valentine's Day. And they're all the same. And he's like, what? I don't think he realized it either.
Did he buy one of those packs that had like 12 cards?
He literally went to the store every year and got the same card because he's like, she's going to like the one it's got with a cat on it. And it's kind of true. I always like the ones with the animals on them. But oh my God. Because I'm like, so next year, can I have something different? But in each one, you know, he's always, I love you, and it's sweet, but it's not, he doesn't, like, spend a lot of time. He's like, there's the one with a cat on it.
Cat.
I'm going to get her that one.
Because she really likes the cat.
Yeah.
You're right, but it's funny because those are the only cards that I save, too, are from him. Or my kids, and my sisters usually, because theirs are either really funny or something that is very meaningful. So,
well, and my sister-in-law, hopefully she doesn't hear this, as she might. But
I love her.
Yeah, I do, and she's really funny. But one day I was looking at she really gives funny cards and really funny.
So does my sister.
Yeah. And so one day I was looking at the card that because I put it on the fridge, and it was for my birthday, and it was like, oh God, what was it? It was this woman sitting on a lounge chair, and it was the sentiment was something like this: "It's my birthday," and you open it up, it's like, "So I'm gonna have everything I want like usual." And I remember thinking, oh.
Wonder how I should take that.
I think I should take it like she meant it. It wasn't exactly that, but it was like, oh, I guess I'm high maintenance. I internalized it rather than like external. I didn't blame anyone, but I'm like,
it's pretty much who I am, yeah. Uh-huh.
But you know, I will say, I make life pretty great for my people.
There you go. Family. There you go.
All right. So rather than just talk about celebrity crushes, we're going to play the game of who would you rather? And that, let me just preface this because Pete is a prude.
I'll listen to you. Okay. Shit.
And I don't want this to sound, you know, inappropriate. Lauren.
Slut.
I would say no, but I would. I would say
I did.
Is not as prudish.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to list a couple celebrities. And we're not going to talk about age differences or like, oh, they're too young.
If they're too young, I will say no.
And who would you rather? So,
okay.
And by this, I mean Lauren, who would you rather do? And for Pete, I would say, who would you rather go on a date with? Because, Yeah. There's just a difference in how we view things.
Okay.
Who would you rather go on a date with, Pete?
Who would I rather go on a date
with? And Lauren, who would you rather get down and dirty with? Okay. So okay. I have a series of pictures, and I'll tell you who they are. So the first one is...
I might have to see a picture.
I've got pictures.
Okay, good.
Idris Elba, who's a British.
Oh, I know who that is.
He's gorgeous. And Bradley Cooper.
All
right. So I'm going to show them. I have the photos right here. Idris, and I hope I say his name
correctly. Oh, him, definitely. On top
so
of...
why? Yeah.
Because he is that tall, dark, sexy...
and he's got an accent.
Do I want to do them or date them?
Have you ever heard...
Oh. You are going to do she's date.
I'm dating that man.
I'll date and do. But
have you ever heard Bradley Cooper speak French? He's fluent in French. And it happened when he was young and he's heard someone speak French. He's like, Mom and Dad, I want to speak French. And so they put him in French classes and he speaks fluent French.
I know them both.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but he is like this. He to me is such, he is that rugged, outdoorsy.
I will date them.
Guy that will protect you.
No, they're both sexy.
Yes. I'm married and I'll date them.
No, get over this. We're living in a fantasy.
Remember, we're in the love and romance.
I'm okay.
I'll do them.
This is a fantasy.
We're the fantasy.
This is where we leave our husbands. This is like the, what's that say? That's, you know.
I will do them.
Hall pass.
Hall pass. Do them.
Okay. Okay, which one?
Both.
No, you have to pick one.
Oh. She doesn't play this game right.
You have to pick one, and it's hall pass, and nobody's judging. And
okay, she's going Brad.
Your husband isn't going to judge.
Bradley.
Why?
Because I think he's funny.
Okay.
All right.
All right, next up.
Wait, what'd you say?
I took Idris.
Okay.
Idris? Is that how you pronounce it? He has got an incredible sexy voice, too. Accent.
Okay. Yeah, he's hot. They're both sexy, and I think if you... I've seen an interview with Bradley Cooper where he's speaking French on French television.
Sex.
But I think I'd pick Idris, too. I hope I'm 50.
I don't know.
Okay, next up is George Clooney versus Gerard Butler. Again, Gerard has a...
Gerard Butler.
He's Scottish.
Who? Scottish? Okay. You know my accents... George Clooney.
Just because of the accent? Oh, my God. Can you...
Look at the... I'm just all about that rugged.
My accent. George Clooney.
George Clooney, to me, is a pretty boy. And I am not a pretty boy kind of girl. I like your rough and... Not rough. Your rugged outdoorsy.
You know what? I don't even like George Clooney's politics. And I'll still take his dick.
All right, next up.
Next.
Ready? Okay, here's another name I can't pronounce. Joe Manganiello.
Him.
Yeah.
Because I know who he is.
And Chris Hemsworth.
Chris. Oh, I don't know who said
it. So I have pictures of each.
I.
That's a tie.
No. Chris Hemsworth in a heartbeat.
Ooh. Why?
Well, his accent, first of all,
that's incredible.
Australian.
I'll go by my first.
I don't know what your first was. You're like,
I said.
He said. She said. Joe.
I said the first.
Joe.
Why?
And Chris Hemsworth is. He's an incredible dad too. So it's fun. It's fun to watch him in interviews and when he's with his girls, he's a really good dad. But he's just hot
and. Interestingly enough, he seems like a great husband.
Yes.
And
as well as
Joe, too.
Yes. I don't know that Joe.
Well, he's married to Sofia Vergara.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
Oh. Yep.
God. I mean, they're both hot.
Yeah. But that was one of my celebrishes was Chris Hemsworth.
He's got a big dick, and he's a very good lover.
Well, we haven't ever seen his dick.
I know he's an incredible glover, and he will just...
Glover? Is that with a G?
He's an incredible glover.
He's a lover that wears a glove.
And he will give you passionate...
Okay. All right, so next up, here is our next set. We have Charlie Hunnam and Jason Momoa, who is an Iowa native. He lives, he grew up in Norwalk, Iowa.
He's not my.
No, I'm on with Charlie.
I'm Charlie.
Yeah, I'm with Charlie.
I know you're Jason Momoa, but I'm Charlie.
Oh, yeah. Jason Momoa, when you come back to Des Moines and you go to your favorite pub, I need you to call me.
What's his favorite pub?
It's in Des Moines.
It's up on...
Ingersoll.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of the dive bars?
Mm-hmm. I'm
the one across Charlie. From the coffee shop?
I know Charlie Hunnam.
I'm Charlie.
I actually had a dream about him the other night. And the picture I have of him is particularly lovely.
He should have been the guy
in 50 Shades of Grey.
But
he backed out for whatever reason. But I think that would have been a way bigger movie.
Way bigger. You made me go to that movie and it's like.
That would be me, Kate.
Made her go to that movie.
I did.
Well, the books were good. All right. So next up in the Who Would You Rather? I have Channing Tatum or Tatum Channing.
Oh, my God.
That is not funny.
Because two episodes ago, she couldn't remember his name. It was either Channing Tatum or Tatum Channing.
I kept calling him Tatum Channing.
I don't know what you call him.
Current Tatum Channing.
I'm going to go with younger.
Well, in the picture,
Channing Tatum.
His name's Channing Tatum.
I'm going with him. I don't like the older.
Yeah, he shaved off all his hair. Okay. Well, that was just a joke because
I kept getting the name wrong.
Tatum. All right, next up is Brad Pitt or Denzel Washington.
Denzel.
Brad.
Oh, he's a cheater.
I'm not going by their person. I can't get past the rugged. Denzel, rugged, smart,
loyal. And you can't get past the, yeah. He's loyal. Denzel's been the same. I mean, not that I would cheat. I would not take him away from his wife. He's been with the same woman, loyal to the same woman forever.
I know, but I just...
And Brad's a cheater, but he's hot, yeah.
I like Brad. He's funny.
I like a funny guy.
He's not that funny.
Sorry.
Although he was good in that baseball movie.
I know.
Baseball movie?
You know what? I love Denzel.
Okay. All right.
Next up is Pierce Brosnan or Kevin Costner?
Kevin Costner. Pierce Brosnan, again, another pretty boy.
Oh, I love Pierce Brosnan. And he...
Oh, you know
you
what?
You will not love him after you watch him in that. Oh.
No. Kevin Costner, because I love...
Touch with an S.
Yellowstone.
sorry, listeners, if you're listening.
Okay, Yellowstone.
Okay.
But I love Pierce Brosnan. He's sexy. Remember when he was on that show?
Yellowstone.
Not when he was 007. Yeah, I have not seen it, but I love... He's hot.
Yeah.
Good up.
All right, next up is Salma Hayek or Sandra Bullock?
Sandra Bullock is my girl. I always love her.
Because they're both really strong entrepreneurs.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they both control their own destiny. And I think that's sexy.
I think Sandra is the girl that, to me, is like, I don't have to answer anybody. I know who I am. And I am confident in who I am. That's what I love that.
But
about
I love
Sandra.
That about Salma too.
Yes, she is out. She is out like that
They're
too.
Both good girls.
Yeah. And they both have. I just think they have their priorities straight.
But I've always loved Sandra Bullock because she always keeps it in the down low in Texas.
I don't know if she lives in Texas. Okay, so we're comparing then versus now. So let's just be like simple. Date night. What would the perfect date night have been when you were in your 20s? Let's just say 20s. And now?
Pete. I think a perfect date night in my 20s would have been maybe dinner and then to a bar that played music. You know, because, you know, back in the day, we would go to bars that had live bands and we'd drink and all night long. That would have been my perfect date then, I guess. Now it's Netflix and a movie mm-hmm. with my husband.
Which means something different for the younger generation. For us, it literally means Netflix and dozing.
Netflix and, yeah, popcorn.
And dozing.
Yep.
And dozing.
And then dozing, yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when we first started dating, he would try to do, you know, go to do things that I always wanted to do. So I love hockey. And so we went to like the Des Moines Bucks game in one of our first dates. And I remember we were in the stands watching the game and we just looked at each other and we just started making out at the game. And it was like, we just like, oh my God. And so we made out and then we're like, okay, well, this is inappropriate. So we run out to the car. And we make out in the car.
What?
Yeah. It was very hot, actually. I remember it vividly. And wow. Then, so, yeah, that was like what our first dates were like. We're like, can we? And then we went to this blues club downtown that's no longer there in Des Moines. Kind of the same thing. They were playing blues and we were like sitting at the table and had a beer and we were swaying and then all of a sudden, boom, we were making out at the table in front of people. Now we don't do anything of the sort. And so, but now a date night, I think, is going out to dinner. And then if our daughter isn't around, then we always make like, let's do it in the morning. And we go to bed and we plan, you know, in the morning.
Wait, that's what?
When we work our do our best Wait, work. What?
So they have an all night date night
after sleep. Okay. Book boyfriends.
Bulk boyfriends.
Book.
Okay.
So if you were to, this is a fantasy. You're book. Living in a fantasy, and this isn't like who would you rather, like describe to me. Your book boyfriend. And not like he takes out the garbage and he gives me orgasms, but
Jamie
what does he look like?
From Outlander is my book boyfriend.
No, just, okay, describe him. Red hair?
Long flowing locks.
Mm-hmm. His long hair.
Very rugged. Mm-hmm. Built. Mm-hmm. Tall, broad.
I don't think Jamie's tall, though.
He is in the books. You are looking at the damn TV
yeah, true.
Show. In the books,
yeah,
he's a
really,
big guy.
Yeah, really, in the show, he's not yeah. as big. Okay.
In the books, he's a big guy.
He
in
is
the show,
big.
He's not. That's why I'm disappointed in who they casted, even though the guy's a good-looking guy. He's just not the Jamie I have in my head.
No, he was not.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm just this rugged, outdoorsy girl, I believe, when I look for a guy.
Yeah.
Outdoorsy guy.
Do you like the redhead?
You know, my hair color's never really been a big deal to me, one way or another.
Just describe a book boyfriend.
I'll take
No, just describe them. Tall or short?
I'll just take we were talking
average or tall or short.
Oh, I like them tall.
Okay, tall. Dark-haired, blonde-haired, red-haired.
I like Jamie's...
Uncle.
Uncle
Dougal.
Gray hair? Balding? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bearded.
Yeah.
Rugged.
Muscly?
What's his uncle?
I don't know, but
Dougal.
Why... Do you have to pick him? That's who you...
His uncle.
Your dream man, if you were like gonna walk down the street and all of a sudden see a guy, and he's not related to Outlander...
He's related to Outlander. He's Scottish, and he's He got the beard.
I think we're ready to wrap up. Got- okay, so she likes him tall, beard, I like him muscular.
I kind of like that bald, muscular, tattooed biker guy. I'm always like drawn to that. It's like, ooh, he's got tattoos up his arms and he's got no hair.
I am.
All right, so we've just examined with a fine-tooth comb, huh?
We did?
No. Mm. Love and romance, and they aren't the same thing, but then maybe they are, but I don't know if we delved into it deep enough, but that's okay.
That's okay.
So it's been really great talking to you girls.
It has. It's been a fun adventure.
And I will say Lauren's wasted.
Totally.
Cool. Let's see what
Thank
happens.
Goodness she's home.
And yeah, she's not driving. So it's been great to visit with you again. And I'm Kate.
I'm Pete.
I'm Wasted.
And Lauren.
Yeah.
AKA me too. Lauren.
Uh-huh. What's going on?
She's actually only one eye open.
I do. What's going on? What are we talking about?
She's asking what's going on because she literally can't see.
Yeah, I can't. All right. What's going on?
All right. Thank you. Thanks. Say bye.
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 We hope you've enjoyed listening to the Three Besties from the Midwesties podcast. For more about us, go to our website, bestiesfromthemidwesties.godaddysites.com. Check out more episodes wherever you get your podcasts.